Hi. Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have the email address on the account you're calling in about?
It's kd123-2000@yahoo.com.
I do. Thank you for that. May I please have your zip code?
37642.
I do. Thank you for that. And may I please have that first and last name?
Karen Derrick.
May I ask, what is this call in reference to?
Yes, I was charged $54 and something for 1 month, and like $6 and something for one month, and then $67 for last month, I believe it was, on my old low charge card.
Okay. Well, I'm not locating, and can I have the last four digits of the card that's being billed?
Four, 1, 4, 9.
I do. Thank you for that. And could this account be under any other name?
No, it's not supposed to be.
Okay.
Because it's on my when I go into my account, it's on there. It says, hang on, I'll go in with my account. My God, it's not going to let me in because I canceled my card.
Okay, being that you canceled your card, do you remember the last four digits and the first six numbers of the card?
Oh, yeah. I've got my card right here.
Okay. May I please have the last four digits and the first six?
The card number is 5379-9310.
I just need the first six. 5379-9310. Okay, just the first six. So just to confirm, the first six is 5379-9310.
Yeah.
Okay, I do. Thank you for that. Okay, do you know a Karen Derrick?
That's me.
Okay. And can you verify the Silver Lake Road address for me?
Yes.
Can you verify the numbers?
It's 340.
I do. Thank you for that. Okay, and I'm just waiting for the system to load to see which items were billed to you. Okay, did you take a survey to win a KitchenAid?
Somehow or another, it got on there. I don't know how.
Yes, ma'am. Because what happened is that once that survey was taken for that KitchenAid, if you didn't cancel out the account, you were going to be billed and enrolled into our discount membership club, where you would have the opportunity to go to our online gadget store and make purchases for different gadgets. So you were charged $63.32, and you were provided with a $125 e-gift card.
But see, it didn't tell you that.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize in reference to that. But you do receive a $199 e-gift card. But if this is something that you don't want, if you no longer want to continue with, we can definitely get this account canceled out.
I want my money back, because that was ridiculous. I never used it because I didn't even know you got it, and it was a false advertising to begin with. It didn't tell you anything about giving you anything like that anyway. I don't even remember taking it to begin with. And I got charged again $67 and something on this past month for the same thing. Because I was charged two separate months.
Yes, ma'am, because it is a monthly occurring charge. So that's why you see that charge on the account. If you don't cancel it out, it does turn into something that's monthly.
That's ridiculous.
But we can go ahead and get the account canceled out, and as I mentioned, you will not be billed anything further. We can definitely do that for you.
And what about giving me those payments back?
Being that the terms and conditions were agreed to, we can process a courtesy 35% refund on the most recent charge, and I can transfer you over to the supervisor.
Yes.
Well,
I mean, that was.
Yes, you were transferred over to me, and I'm the fraud supervisor, but unfortunately, I wouldn't classify this as fraud because all of the information has been verified. So I can transfer you to a lower supervisor, because if I handle the account, once I speak with your financial institution, if all the information matches, then you're going to be charged any fees or fines or penalties, which you stated that, you know, you paid the $5.74, but you weren't aware of that it was going to be something that's monthly. So we wouldn't be able to take full responsibility. Now, I can process, instead of handling it as a fraud account, I can process a full refund on the $67.32. And you'll receive a full refund. This is something that's monthly, and you did just contact us in reference to that. After the October charge, we gave you 30 days between each billing cycle for you to contact us, and you did not. So as a result, you were billed again. So we can go ahead and process the full refund for the $67.32, but the $56.32 charge, you would be responsible for that.
So what are you supposed to got for that?
You receive a $199 e-gift card.
So where do you use that at?
On our online gadget store. You can go to our online gadget store and make purchases.
For the $56 that I paid to begin with?
Yes, ma'am. I can process a 35% refund on that charge. And okay. a full refund on the $67.32.
Okay. And then is it supposed to be in my email?
Yes, ma'am.
Where do I go look for that? I see, I don't know anything about stuff like this. I'm an old woman.
Yes, ma'am. Allow me one moment. Let me process those refunds for you.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you where you would need to go to look for that.
Okay, and it's going to go back on there, even though I've canceled my card, it's still going to go back on.
When you canceled your card, did you file a dispute? Or you just canceled your card?
Well, I told them I didn't think I made those, but now I don't know as far as them doing a dispute or not.
Okay, did they tell you that they were going to do a dispute?
No, they just canceled my card.
Okay.
The reason I canceled the card was because this stupid man called and acted like that, and trying to get information from me is what he was doing.
Okay. And you accidentally gave him access, gave him your card number?
Well, pretty much, yeah. Because,
okay.
And he called me, the thing was, he called me from I wouldn't have done it, but he did call me from the number that was on the back of that card.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been, it's been an awful day. But then I seen this, or I would have never even known, and it would have just kept coming on here, because I had no idea. Because I haven't used my credit card since, in over 2 months.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so what I did do is I did go ahead and process those two full refunds. One for the $67.32 and the other for the $56.95. And that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, I will call my credit card company.
Well, it will still go back to your card. Although you canceled your card, you still have the same account number. Now, did you give them access to your account number? Did you give them your account number?
No. They just called the card number.
Okay.
They even know that I had other credit cards and everything. That's what's so scary. They said, oh, and you got a TJ's Maxx card, and it's like, oh, God.
Sometimes what happens is that when people call you and ask you questions, they're fishing for information. And then I do. And that's how they also gain access.
He was wanting me to give him all kinds of information because he said, we're wanting to put you on this high alert. Give me your other cards. I said, oh, no, that's fine. We don't need to do that.
Yes, ma'am. But also, if your bank calls you, you know, they're always going to, you know, identify themselves and, you know, provide you. And when the bank calls, just make sure you screen the number. And if you don't trust it, just say, well, give me a moment. Let me give you a call back. And you call the number back. And you ask to speak with someone to see if someone called you. From your financial institution, but don't ever give anybody your bank number, your social, or anything like that over the phone. You just have to be careful because there's a lot of scammers out there, and they're being very creative nowadays. So you just have to make sure, you know, if you feel it in your gut that it's not something you should be doing, then more than likely it's not something that you should be doing. And just, you know, just if you don't want to be rude, just like, give me a second. I was doing something. Can I give you a call back at this number?
Yeah.
And just.
Because in my gut, I know something was wrong. And I should have kept in my gut, I should have you know, I should have known, because I did know, and I should have kept it, you know.
Yes, ma'am. But it will still go back to your, it's going to go back to your account, and when you get that new card, you'll see it. You'll still have access to that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, hon, that'll be fine. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful night.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.